From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Vice President Joe Biden says the administration has either met or exceeded all of its commitments toward revitalizing the economy for the second 100 days of the Recovery Act. In a speech in Washington, D.C. this morning, Biden said millions of people have been protected.
Not only does this give relief to the vulnerable Americans who are in danger of falling into the abyss, it also has had the economic effect of injecting nearly $90 billion in the first 200 days into the bloodstream of the American economy, stimulating growth.
Biden also offered an upbeat assessment on health care, saying he believed Congress would approve significant changes to the system. Not as good news about the jobs market. The Labor Department announced new jobless claims fell slightly last week, but less than had been expected. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
There were 4,000 fewer new unemployment claims last week than the week before, but that still meant a total of 570,000 new claims for jobless benefits last week. The largest increases were in California, Ohio, and New Hampshire. There are growing signs that the economy is recovering, but a turnaround in the job market is lagging, an indication that companies are still reluctant to hire and that layoffs in many industries continue. On Friday, the Labor Department will release unemployment figures for August, and many economists expect the jobless rate to rise from the 9.4% in July. Some predict the rate will hit 10% before the end of the year. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
It's another grueling day on the front lines of one of the worst fires California has ever seen. In the mountains above Los Angeles, the Station Fire has scorched more than 144,000 acres. It's nearly 40% contained, but fire spokesman Gail Wright says crews are still battling the blaze to the east.
The fire has moved into the San Gabriel Wilderness, and we are currently having hand crews in that area to secure a line in the wilderness area.
In Indonesia's West Java, people are scrambling to find earthquake victims. Many are still buried in a landslide triggered by the 7.0 tremor yesterday. The death toll stands at 57 so far. That number is expected to rise. Local authorities say nearly 25,000 homes, schools, businesses, and mosques have been damaged, about half of them seriously. They say communication has been cut off in parts of the southern coast, where there may be more casualties and significant damage. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 20 points at 9301. The NASDAQ Composite Index also moving up now 5 points at 1,972. And we see that the S&P 500 is up 3 points at 998. This is NPR News. Two astronauts are preparing to carry out another spacewalk today outside the International Space Station. NASA says the astronauts no longer need to worry about the outpost possibly being hit by a large piece of space junk. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
Mission managers calculated the path of the old European Ariane booster and decided it wouldn't come close enough to damage the space station. The rocket carried a satellite to space about 3 years ago, and it's been orbiting the Earth in a lopsided path ever since. NASA lead flight director John McCullough says space junk becomes a concern only if it comes within 15 miles of the space station.
What we do is we end up with a probability of collision. Basically, we call a red threshold of a probability of collision, about 1 in 10,000 chance that it might hit the station. There's a lot of different variables that go into that calculation besides the actual location of it. It's how well you know the location of it and the uncertainties along those lines.
During today's spacewalk, astronauts Christer Fuglesang of Sweden and Danny Olivas will help to replace an ammonia tank that's part of the space station's cooling system. The Discovery crew will perform one more spacewalk after the one today. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan is banning alcohol and assigning diplomatic personnel to monitor the embassy's security guards after allegations of sexual misconduct at Camp Sullivan surfaced. Camp Sullivan is the off-site living headquarters of guards hired by contractor Armor Group North America. An independent watchdog group recently released pictures showing guards and supervisors engaging in lewd behavior. U.S. retailers releasing their sales numbers today, and so far it appears business in August was weak. Merchants were hoping to see an uptick during the back-to-school season. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.